This is Rocco Granato reporting live from the locker room outside of the New England Black Wolves locker room. With me right now, I have Captain Andrew Suter. Andrew, 10-8, very rough battle. With the bye week, you've seen this team three straight times. You opened up a 6-1 lead a few weeks ago. They come back with a 9th spot in the second. But after that, it seemed like the team kind of got together, and then last night you took control of it, and then tonight it was nothing but an up-and-back battle.
Yeah, I mean, first off, Rochester's an unbelievable team. I mean, they were 3 years in a row champions for a reason, and a lot of that squad is still together. You know, they got the better of us at the start of this series, and then, you know, hats off to our coaching staff and, you know, our management and everything. We went into a bye week, and we didn't just take the bye week off. We went in and we altered things that weren't working. You know, we came out with different systems, and we decided to take a different approach. Lucky for us, the approach came out positive for us this weekend, and I think it really plays into our strengths. So, you know, we're young, fast, and big, so we're going to run, and try to put guys on the run as much as we can. But, I mean, when you get a performance from Ty Belanger and Evan Kirk, knowing that you have those two backstopping you, I mean, it's pretty easy to play defense in front of them just with the confidence you have. And you know that even if you're a step behind it, sometimes you know that you've got that backbone behind you that's going to stand tall for you.
Right. Now, you came here last year, then you got injured. You've seen what this team went through last season. 4 wins. They started out 2-0, and then everything just kind of went south. What, I mean, everybody says one person cannot make a difference, but Sean Evans seems to have made a huge difference with this team. Now you come back with your leadership, your skill out there on transition, your leadership on the floor and in the locker room. It just seems to be bringing this whole team together.
Yeah, I mean, one guy can't make a difference, but I mean, it's Sean Evans. I mean, you can't speak enough about him. He's 5'8" and he plays like he's 6'6". He's got the heart of a lion, and there's a reason that he's a 2-time MVP. I mean, if you look at it, he got MVP last year and his team started 0-6. So just to see what the dynamics he brings to our team. And I mean, we went and got Kevin Crowley back as well. So you put those two together that complement each other. And we go get Jordan Hall on the left side. He now complements Patrick Smith along with everyone else on our offense. I mean, Kyle Buchanan's leading our team in loose balls. Then you got Kevin Buchanan on the other side, who's one of the most diversified players going back and forth up and down the floor at all times. So, I mean, I think we just have the right mix on the front door and on the back end. I mean, we got a lot of size and a lot of guys that can transition. So it comes down to, you know, Rich List going out getting guys and the coaches putting us in the proper positions in order to go out and perform at the best of our ability.
Yeah, it seems like everybody is really gelling well together. Like you said, you have Evans and Crowley out there. You bring back Jordan Hall, who was here once before when he was filled off your wings. And it seemed like when he came back to Rochester, they weren't using him the correct way. They're using him more as a transition player, it seemed like. He comes here, adds some more strength on that left side, and he's just tearing it up. He just is flow. He seems to be flowing more here in New England than he was with the Rochester Nighthawks.
He's one of the type of players, Jordan, that people don't realize his leadership. A lot of the time, you don't have to be the most vocal guy, but a lot of time you lead by what you do on the floor. And I mean, anyone that knows lacrosse and sees what Jordan Hall does on the floor, he's not matching up with just 6 and 7 defenders all the time. I mean, he's very well known. He's drawn good matchups, and he still gets to the net, and he still is unbelievable for us. He takes away transition better than almost anyone in the league. So he does a lot of the little things as well as the big things. And I mean, I think all those combined, it turns him into a pretty good player. I mean, there's a reason he went first overall in his draft, or he's been a first team all pro. And like I said, I mean, that's something that added something to our team that we very much needed. And Halsey's come in, and he's been beyond what we expected. And a 31-year-old guy playing like he's 20.
Now, you've taken 2 of the last 3 from the Nighthawks. You face them at the very end of the year, the final game, but it'll be in your barn. So that kind of gives you somewhat of an advantage. Now, obviously, you don't want second or third place or first place to come down there. You want to basically try to have that locked up by that point in time and have that game kind of as maybe players that haven't gotten a lot of floor time to get out there, you know, and to see what they have just in case things go a certain way in the playoffs and you need to have them out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing too is a lot of people don't realize is that elimination game that you avoid. So if you can come out and lay an egg in your first playoff game, it's almost okay because then you go back to your home bar and have to win 1 game and 1 in 10 minutes. When you get into that elimination game, if you lay an egg, that's your season. So of course first place is on our mind. Let's hope it doesn't come down to that game. We got a pretty ugly chip on our shoulder right now. We felt like we didn't get the best of Colorado. So we were already forgotten about this one. Yeah, it's great, but we're moving on to the next game. And you know, we're just kind of moving forward and we want to move towards first place. And like you said, I mean, we're always working and we have goals and we expect to hit those goals.
Yeah, I was talking to TK prior to, you know, during the warm-ups. And he said, yeah, you know, just a loss here to Colorado by a goal, the Calgary game, the mental lapse, you could say, in the second period here a couple weeks ago, that's almost, you know, three more wins. That shoots you right up to basically 10 wins at this point in time.
Yeah, that would be great, but at the same time, those sometimes help you. Lapses such as those allow you to refocus and relook at your situation. You don't want to get too high this early in the season. You want to be riding your high when you get into the playoffs. So when we do have those lapses, it's almost good for us in a sense. I'm not saying we like to lose by any means, but to get knocked down once and twice, to relook things and work on things and find better solutions and better game plans and better strategies, I think that makes us better in the long run.
Now, you mentioned Colorado, my last question. You got them coming up, I believe, next week in your barn. There's obviously going to be a little bit of revenge in that game. Both these franchises, will say, goes way back. Colorado once before back the Baltimore Thunder, the Washington Power days. New England, the Philadelphia Wing days. So these franchises have this kind of history. What can you expect from Colorado next week?
We expect to go and get the 2 points. We lost big game there, and the one thing that we pride ourselves on is we don't like to lose in front of our hometown fans. And I mean, like you said, even from the Philadelphia Wings game, a lot of those fans still come to our games, so there's a lot of pride in that. And trust me, anyone that's in Philadelphia, we still play for them as well. I mean, we always want to win at home. Mohegan Sun's our home, that's our den, and we don't let anyone come in and just walk all over us.
Andrew, I want to thank you for taking time. I truly appreciate it. Congratulations on the big win tonight.
Thank you. Okay.
Again, that was Andrew Suter, captain of the New England Black Wolves. Once again, final score, New England Black Wolves 10, the Rochester Nighthawks 8.